This is Preacher's Corner with Paul Sadler from Grace Baptist Church in Richmond Hill.
Of conceiving Jesus just warp your approach to God and what he wants to do in your life. I think we all need to have the humility to ask that question, not once, but to continue to ask it as we walk along with him and continue to submit our understanding of Jesus to the scriptures and what he would seek to hear. You're just not hearing. That's the case, ask him to heal your blindness. Believe that he is the one that opens the eyes of the blind and ask him to do that in your life. Seek him for that. Pray to him for that. Are you sure you're not believing in a Jesus of your imagination? Is it possible that you have let wrong thinking, wrong influences, wrong ways of conceiving Jesus just warp your approach to God and what he wants to do in your life? I think we all need to have the humility to ask that question, not once, but to continue to ask it as we walk along with him and continue to submit our understanding of Jesus to the scriptures and what he would seek to teach us. Don't worship a God of your imagination. Don't worship a Jesus of, this is how I'd like him to be. Deal with the objective reality of who he is. And the way you express faith in Jesus is through baptism. The way that you say, I'm all in with him, is you get all wet. We didn't come up with that. That's Jesus's idea. It's not mine. But it is a way of stating very clearly, once and for all, I have crossed that line of faith. I am putting my hand in with Jesus Christ. The old is dead. The new has come to life. Receive that hope. And as you do, the one that makes it all possible is Jesus. Who else could rise from the dead to prove to you that he's the source of life? Tell me what other God hunts down his enemies to rescue them and save them. Who does that? What other God would save a person like Saul? You'd strike him down with lightning if it were you, right? And God comes to him and saves him, shows him his blindness, transforms him, and says, I'm actually going to make him the leader of this thing. I'm going to use him for my glory.
Life is an extension of the local church. If you don't yet have a home church, we'd encourage you to head to our church listings at lifeonline.fm to find one near you.